ABC News.
Tidore Connor with the top stories. New Year's Eve celebrations continue around the world as many Australians bring in the first day of 2026 with a wide variety of events. In Sydney, there was a record police presence at the harbour's massive fireworks display following the Bondi Beach terror attack, and people reflected on the victims during a minute's silence. Meanwhile, authorities are urging people to stay safe at the beach. Surf Life Saving New South Wales says it's been a terrible start to the year, with one drowning already confirmed and two people missing. Some prescription medications are now cheaper as the new year brings in new laws, guidelines and price changes. Retailers selling groceries and fuel now have to accept cash payments, unless they're small businesses with a turnover of less than $10 million. Some welfare payments, including youth allowance, will get a slight boost due to indexation. The cost of a passport will increase in line with inflation. And authorities say flood-swollen outback Queensland rivers are likely to remain high for a while. Record-breaking rain has swamped parts of the northwest and tropical east coast in recent days, but there are signs the weather system is now letting up. Meanwhile, in WA, an emergency-level bushfire is threatening residents on Perth's eastern fringe. And if you're in an impacted area, tune into ABC Local Radio for the latest emergency information. ABC News.